ESPN 93.5 Sunny, 95.3.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the week. We get with America's finest political humorist and satirist from Chicago, U of I alum, an evening with the presidents.com, Bill Melberg.
Good morning, Stevie J. Good morning, Diane Ducey. Good
morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio and Sunny listeners.
And Bill, today, June 21st, marks the official start of summer. This is the summer solstice.
Yes, it is, Stevie. And just think, starting today, the days will start getting shorter. So we're now heading back to winter.
Well, maybe so, but we have plenty of warm weather ahead over the next few months, and many people will be heading to their summer vacations in the weeks ahead.
Indeed they will. In fact, President Obama and his beautiful family are heading to sub-Saharan Africa next week for an exciting holiday. And that's why vacations are the theme of this morning's round of Presidential Jeopardy.
Yes, it's been quite a while since we played Presidential Jeopardy, but with the summer now upon us, that sounds like a fun change of pace.
Yes, it does, Stevie, and if you're ready to host Presidential Jeopardy, I think our contestants are about to enter the studio. This is Presidential Jeopardy! Now entering the studio are today's contestants, the son of a former president and a former president himself, George W. Bush, the husband of future President Hillary Rodham Clinton and another former president, Bill Clinton, and the current president of the United States, taking a short break between costly overseas trips, Barack Obama. And here is the host of Presidential Jeopardy, Stevie J.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And welcome to Presidential Jeopardy. First, let's meet our contestants. George W. Bush, what are you doing these days?
Same thing I was doing the last time I was here, Stevie. Nothing. You know, I've been unemployed ever since Barack Obama became president.
You and 15 million other people. And now let's meet our next contestant, Bill Clinton. Mr. President, what can you tell us about your wife's involvement with the Benghazi scandal? As you know, sir, she was Secretary of State at the time.
Stevie, all I can do is give you the same answer that President Obama would probably give you. I know nothing about it, and neither does Hillary.
Finally, let's meet our current president, Barack Hussein Obama. Mr. President, what do you have to say about the Benghazi scandal?
Hello, Stevie. And I'll answer that question the same way President Clinton just answered it. I know nothing about Benghazi, or the IRS, or the NSA, or CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson's hacked computers.
We're not here to talk about your scandals, Mr. President. We're here to have some fun. And gentlemen, it's great having all of you with us this morning. I know this is going to be another very exciting game of Presidential Jeopardy. Now, as always, in the interest of political correctness, and so as not to embarrass any one of you, we won't be keeping score. So, Mr. President, let's play Jeopardy. Now, don't forget, you must give your answers in the form of a question. And here are the categories. Vacation music. Getting there is half the cost. Luxury hotels. Exotic places. And spring breaks. And we'll begin with Bill Clinton. Mr. President, you control the board.
Stevie, I'll take vacation music for $100, please.
This famous song is very well known on the islands where President Obama and his family take their multi-million dollar Christmas vacations every year. And we're looking for the name of the state. Let's listen now.
Recall each one of President Obama's Hawaiian holidays
cost the taxpayers more than $1.5 million each.
Yes, indeed they do. You still have the board, President Clinton. Go right ahead, sir.
Stevie, I'll tell you, getting there is half the cost for 200 plays.
This world-famous presidential jet costs $200,000 per hour to operate.
Oh, I definitely know this one. What is Air Force One?
That's correct, Mr. President. And do you know how many trips Barack Obama has taken aboard Air Force One during his presidency?
No, I don't.
President Bush?
Stevie, President Obama has taken more than 850 trips aboard Air Force One, averaging 5 hours per trip at $200,000 per hour, all at taxpayers' expense. You do the math.
Well, I don't know if I can count that high, sir, but you have the board still. Please continue.
All right, Stevie, let's see. I'll take luxury hotels for 500, please. But
Michelle Obama prefers to stay in the $3,000 per night suites at this five-star luxury hotel when she and her daughters go skiing in Vail.
What is the Sebastian Hotel?
Yes, sir.
And by the way, the hotel cost is the least of the expenses the taxpayers have to cover on those Obama ski trips. Don't forget the travel costs, the Secret Service agents, and all those lobster dinners that Michelle Obama loves to eat.
Well, plus the ski rentals and the lift tickets. You still have the board, Mr. President. Go right ahead, please.
That all stuff all adds up.
Yes, sir.
Taxpayers paying for it. Stevie, I'll take exotic places for 500, please.
This beautiful region on Spain's Mediterranean coast is where First Lady Michelle Obama, first daughter Sasha, and 40 of their best friends spent 5 days 3 years ago at a total cost of $500,000.
Stevie, what is Costa del Sol? And I might add, that trip costed a plenty for the taxpayers. Which didn't go over too good with those 15 million unemployed American workers who can barely afford to eat.
All right, you have the board, Mr. President.
Let's see here. I'll take vacation music for 300, please, Stevie.
All right, but before we play the music, let me mention that this one also falls under the category of spring break, which gives you an added clue, sir. Here's the music. Sir.
Stevie, what is Mexico?
Yes, that's correct.
And Mexico, of course, is where President Obama's daughter, Malia, spent 5 days last year with 12 friends and 25 Secret Service agents. At a cost to the taxpayers, I might add, of $50,000 per day, plus the very expensive flights down there and back for Malia and her 12 friends. Once again, you do the math.
You nailed it, Mr. President. By the way, do you know where President Obama's daughters spent their spring break this year?
Oh, yes, I do. They were at the very famous, very fabulous, very expensive Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas with more of their friends and more Secret Service agents. I guess that's why President Obama had to stop the White House tours. I mean, the Secret Service is spending all their time and money on the president and his family for all those Christmas holidays in Hawaii, spring break, summer vacations, and overseas tours. So there's no room left in the Secret Service budget for we the people.
Well, you are correct, sir. Once again, George W. Bush has absolutely dominated today's game. President Obama, I'm sorry that you haven't had a chance to give any answers this morning or to defend yourself.
That's okay, Stevie. You know, while George was doing all the talking there, I was just going over the itinerary for our $100 million trip to Africa next week. Wish you could join us. It's going to be spectacular. Of course, we'll be taking our annual summer vacation in Martha's Vineyard shortly after we get back from Africa. We're going to need the rest.
Well, Mr. President, we're going to get you and Bill Clinton back into the action in just a moment. And all three of you need to put on your thinking caps because, gentlemen, it's time for today's final Jeopardy round. And we'll be back with our final Jeopardy question right after these important messages. Stay tuned. ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3, and streaming worldwide at ESPNCU.com.
For a great place to put a guest for an overnight stay, or maybe you're searching for a location for that next big meeting, call Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham and see why booking is better at Hawthorne Suites. Hawthorne features over 198 suites and 9,000 square feet of newly renovated meeting space. If you're looking for style, try the Presidential Suite with Jacuzzi. They have complimentary wired and wireless internet, along with a complimentary hot buffet breakfast the next morning. Booking is better with Hawthorne Suites by Wyndham, 101 Trade Center Drive, or call 398-3400.
Let's take a step forward.
Another step towards your goal.
And whether you're running, walking, or simply looking for comfort, one more step towards your perfect fit. Let's do it together at New Balance.
Come into New Balance Urbana, where we've got the most sizes, the largest selection of widths, and the inspiration to get you moving.
Let's find your fit.
Let's make excellent happen. Visit our New Balance store on Main Street in downtown Urbana.
All right, here we go again. Harry Carey auditions, day three, take 10, and action.
Hello again, everyone.
All right, next.
Hi, it's Harry Carey, everybody.
This is awful. Next.
Holy cow.
No, that's not going to work either.
No one can ever recreate the real Harry Carey, just like no one can recreate Rosati's Pizza. Delicious pizza pie and Italian food. Many try, and many fail. Enjoy real Italian pizza pies and food at Rosati's Pizza. Online at myrosatis.com or call 328-23.
Remember when Willow Pond Golf Course was the officer's course at Chanute and you had to have a special invitation to play its pristine fairways and greens? The new ownership at Willow Pond Golf Course are committed to returning the course to its previous glory with completely reconditioned sand traps, new mowing schedules, and a new overhaul maintenance program. If you have an existing season pass at any other golf course, buy a visitor's season pass for just $99 and play unlimited golf through the rest of the year. Come play the new Willow Pond Golf Course. Call 839,000 for tee times. Pace of Champaign Urbana, the 43rd Champaign Park District, 5 o'clock tonight. Expect really good crowds. There'll be a lot of people out there. You go to the big tent, you buy your tickets, I don't know, 10 bucks for 10 tickets.
That's
or whatever,
right.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're raising money, it's good causes that are...
Champaign Park District Scholarship
yep.
Fund to help folks who can't afford different programs get through and have a good summer. And there's over a couple dozen restaurants and 43 different vendors and artists doing demonstrations, a kids zone, and all kinds of bands. It starts at 5 o'clock tonight, 10 to 10 tomorrow, I believe, and 10 to 6 on Sunday.
Yeah, and you'll have so much fun. The kids love it. It's really, really good. I think the places with the cool drinks, the iced coffees, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I think they'll be good
and
in the
they're
seat.
Doing beer this year.
They'll have a beer area.
That's right.
Drink responsibly.
That's right.
And have fun. 8:49. Let's check your ESPN, the new Sunny 95.3 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 91 with sunshine. 70 this evening, partly cloudy, partly sunny tomorrow with a high 93, hot and humid. The chance of a thunderstorm popping up on the radar at 20%. 70 the low Saturday night. 92 the high on Sunday. Down to around 68. A beautiful weekend. Weekend. No rain in the forecast, really,
yep.
Until Tuesday. Right now, we're at 78. ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3.
All right, get your shorts out. Keep them on. You're going to need them. It's going to be nice and hot here for this. Well, next to last weekend of June. Week from this Thursday is the 4th of July.
I know.
Wall Street Journal update now brought to you by Chuck Lee at Provident Financial Group in Champaign. where partnerships are built on trust. Find them at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Final segment with Bill Melberg next.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. Stocks are broadly higher. The Dow Industrials up 80 at 14,838. The NASDAQ's up only 6. The S&P 500 up 10. Michael Sheldon of RDM Financial says several factors led to the recent two-day sell-off.
One is the shift in Fed policy that we saw from the last meeting. Second is the recent rise in interest rates, which has been taking place for probably about a month and a half. And the third factor probably was the volatility that we've seen in emerging markets and emerging market currencies.
Darden's quarterly net income fell 12% on rising costs and expenses, while comparable sales at its Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and Longhorn Steakhouse restaurants rose 2.2% thanks to improving traffic. But Darden shares are down more than 2%. A UK regulator has ordered Google to delete internet user data or face criminal proceedings. The regulator that oversees data privacy in the UK says it has served Google with an enforcement notice over the collection of payload data by its Street View cars. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
It is 8:53 on ESPN 93.5 and Sunny 95.3, and we're back with Presidential Jeopardy. Our contestants are Bill Clinton.
Hello.
George W. Bush.
Howdy.
And Barack Obama.
Hi.
Gentlemen, here is your final Jeopardy question. This president has spent more money on family vacations with his wife and two daughters than any other president in history. Players, you have 30 seconds. Good luck.
Hillary and I only have one daughter, Chelsea, so it can't be me. Couldn't possibly be me. I mean, we only spent our vacations at the ranch in Texas. Must be Richard Nixon. He had two daughters, Patricia and Julie. Yeah, it's got to be Nixon.
All right, gentlemen, pens down. Time has expired. Let's see what you've written down, Bill Clinton.
I wrote, who was Lyndon Baines Johnson?
No, I'm sorry, sir. That's not the answer. President Obama, what did you write?
Stevie, I wrote, who was Richard Milhouse Nixon?
No, sir, I'm sorry. President Bush.
Stevie, I wrote it, I put down on paper, who is Barack Hussein Obama?
Yes, sir. You are correct, President Bush. And once again, George W. Bush has won another round of Presidential Jeopardy. Congratulations again, sir.
Thank you, Stevie. And may I add, I might have been the winner, but the American people are the losers because they're the ones who pay for all these presidential vacations by Obama. Plus, all those congressional junkets.
Well, we'll have to save those thoughts for another time, Mr. President. Meanwhile, thank you, players, for joining us. We hope to see you again some other time for another round of Presidential Jeopardy. Until then, I'm Stevie J. Thanking all of you for listening. Wish you a really nice day. As we welcome back, Political University Center's Bill Melberg. How did you find out that the president has taken 850 trips on Air Force One? And that sounds like a lot. Is that normal?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, George W. Bush had
that. Those are round trips. So you have to, that's the $200,000 for every hour.
Yeah.
And the trips average about five hours round trip. You do the math.
Yeah. I'm wondering, it'd be interesting to see a comparison. Bill Clinton certainly used it a lot, so George W. Bush, but 850 times.
Yeah, I think it's 815 times for Marine One, the presidential helicopter.
All right, so he takes the land.
Takes the cab, apparently, out to the airport.
That's right, takes the cab to the airport, and then gets on the big taxi, and then I guess Air Force One. What is Air Force One? Like the movie with Harrison Ford, does it look like that inside?
Not like the movie, really. And I don't think you're going to ever find Barack Obama down in the belly fighting. Actually, we can't use the word terrorist, can we?
No.
He won't be down in the belly of the plane fighting Tea Party activists.
always going over their records with the IRS.
Yeah, right. Well, it's...
By the way, I'll tell you something interesting happened the other day. I was talking with a friend in Australia, and our conversation was interrupted by a female voice saying, "Your call is being recorded."
What?
We hung up right away.
What?
But my friend in Australia said, "Say hello to Mr. Obama."
Oh, no. Is that really? I mean,
it really happened.
That's crazy.
I've never had anything like that happen. I don't know. We get this voice out of nowhere.
No.
Your call is being recorded.
Wow. Bill, we thank you, as always. We'll meet next Friday.
Aski wow, wow,
thanks
everybody.
So much. Thanks so much. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Be out of taste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend.